children. Thank you for the privilege of being in your presence on this first day of the 12th month. Eternal God, as we hear your word, we ask that you will speak expressly in the language you will understand. The very reason for which you are sending your word, let it be accomplished in our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me decrease as you increase, my Father. Speak expressly. And let your word do somebody good in this house this morning. Do it and take the glory forever. Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. If you are alive, you will say a better amen. I say if you are alive, your amen will be the loudest in the house. Let me congratulate you. I didn't say sit down yet. You know I'm the referee now. Let me congratulate you for being a partaker of the blessings that the Lord has loaded in the 12th month of the year. I say I congratulate you for being a partaker of the blessings that the Lord has loaded in the 12th month of the year. And it is my prayer that no man or woman, boy or girl, who stepped into this auditorium this morning, that will go out without that blessing in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord kept you safe. The Lord preserved your life. He did not allow the plan of the devil to stand against you. Many who shouted Happy New Year on the 1st of January 2020 are no more alive. Some have rot in the grave. Some are incapacitated in the hospital. You are alive. Nobody carried you into the auditorium this morning. You walked with your two legs. Your hands are complete. Your eyes are complete. Your ears are complete. Nobody helps you to feed or put food in your mouth. I expect that you should be excited in the house. While we were singing prophetically into this month of December, that this is the month the Lord has made and certainly will rejoice. And some of us were singing it as if we didn't mean business. Each time you come into the house and in the presence of God, it is an opportunity for you to catch into your miracle. It's an opportunity for you to receive your package. But unfortunately, some will come as spectators and they will go as spectators. I pray that you will not be one in the name of Jesus Christ. But that because you are here in His presence this morning, the blessings the Lord had loaded into this 12th month of the year, into which your name has been mentioned, you will not miss it in the name of Jesus Christ. I say you won't miss it in the name of Jesus Christ. So I welcome you to the 12th month. You can now have your seat. I'm going to read a passage and preach briefly, and then we will key into the prophecies that the Lord has ordained for us in this month, by His grace and mercy. 2 Kings chapter 25. You may now have your seat. 2 Kings 25. 2 Kings 25. I want you to sit while I read. 2 Kings 25. We will be reading the last three verses in 2 Kings. The last three verses. 27, 28. Okay, there are four. 27, 28, 29, and 30. 2 Kings chapter 25, verse 27, 28, 29, and 30. And now it came to pass in the 37th year of the captivity of Joachim, king of Judah, in the 12th month. Everybody say 12th month. I didn't hear you shout it loud. I say 12th month. on the 27th day of the month that Evil-Merodach, king of Babylon, in the year that it began to reign, released Jehoiachin, king of Judah, from prison. He spoke kindly to him and gave him a more prominent seat than those of the kings who were with him in Babylon. So, Jehoiachin changed from his prison garments, and he ate bread regularly before the king all the days of his life. And as for the provisions, there was a regular ration given him by the king, a portion for each day, all the days of his life. Each first day of the month, I try to prayerfully exhume what that month stands for. While I was praying and asking God as to what He would have me share with His people on this first day of December 2020, the Lord led my heart to this passage. The emphasis is on the 12th month because we are into the 12th month of the year. And by the way, the word December is taken from the word Decem. It's from a Latin word, Decem. And the Latin word Decem stands for 10, the number 10. The question now is, December is the 12th month of the year. Why would December bear or have its coinage from the word 10? Let me inform us that initially, there were 10 calendar months in the year. There were 10 calendar months in the year. But a year came that the winter of that year became so short that the Roman kingdom that was in control of the world then decided to split 2 months out to make up for the short winter. And that was how, rather than have 10 months in a year, we started having 12 months in a year. Now, these Roman rulers who took this decision and make the number of months in the year to become 12, still decided that the word 10, which is the Latin word Decem, should not be changed. It should be retained. And that is why we still call December, December today. We will have changed it to something else. But again, we begin to believe that heaven gave a sanction to this idea because the number 12 is very prominent in Scripture. We have 12 tribes of Israel. When Jesus was going to choose his disciple to commence his earthly ministry, his public ministry, he chose how many disciples? 12 disciples. Possibly this may have informed the decision to retain the 12th calendar month and at the same time still keep the same as the 12th month. But beyond that, like I said in my introductory statements, When we look through the year 2020, historians have told us that the only year that can be likened to the year 2020 is the year 2019. The year 2019 a devastating experience of a plague that came upon the world. So dense that millions of people died. As we were entering the year 2020, some of those who are in the grave now, if somebody had told them that they will not get to December this year, they wouldn't believe. Because many of them, they are hale and hearty, enjoying their lives. Count them. If it is matter of money, the money is there to take care of them. Where is Jerry Rawlings today? Where is Diego Maradona today? But the Lord, in his infinite mercy and favor, decided to keep you alive to enter into the 12th month. And on this altar, I decree prophetically, if you can catch it, it will work for you, that same grace that took you through the first 11 months of the year, that grace will take you through December in the name of Jesus. I said that grace will take you through December in the name of Jesus. And with your mouth, on the 1st of January 2021, you will shout Happy New Year. If I pray for you, you will say a better amen. I say, if I just prayed for you, you will say a better amen. Now, let's look at the passage and look at the message the Lord laid in my heart to share with us today. 2 Kings chapter 25 happened to be the last book in the book of Kings. The four verses we read was the only passage in scriptures where the name of this man, Ibomerodach, was mentioned. I begin to ask myself, this man must be an Urobo man because the pronunciation of the name looks Urobo-ish in nature. Ibomerodach. And from my studies, I discovered that Ibomerodach was the son of Nebuchadnezzar. When Nebuchadnezzar died, Ibomerodach became the king of Babylon. And that was 562 BC. Now, why Nebuchadnezzar was king of Babylon? He was so strong and powerful to the extent that he took many kings captive. He plundered many nations. Babylon became the center government of the world. Babylon became the superpower of the world. When Nebuchadnezzar goes on his prowess to devastate nations, he will carry the strong men to become his armies. Leave the weak men and the weak women back home there. Put a governor in that country. The kings of those nations will take them to Babylon and make them his slaves. Is somebody still following me this morning? So these were the antics of Nebuchadnezzar. And so, Joachim, the king of Israel, the king in Jerusalem, was taking captives for 37 years. How many years, George? Oh, I can't hear you. Come on, join me, preach. How many years? 37 years. He and several other kings that were taken captive by Nebuchadnezzar were under the servitude of Babylon for 37 years. But when Nebuchadnezzar exited the throne and his son Evomerodach became king, Scripture says that the first assignment that Evomerodach carried out was to remove Joachim from prison and bring him to palace. The question you will ask yourself this morning is, why did he single out Joachim among all the kings? What prompted Evomerodach to take that decision? I present to us today this morning that when God is about to enact his covenant, he can kill anybody to do what he wants to do. He decided to terminate the life of Nebuchadnezzar because he wanted Joachim to be released. Is somebody still following me in church? God can do what he wants to do, not minding whose heart is God. That day came when God said, no, enough is enough. The time for my servant, even though he sinned, he did something untoward that I was not happy with, and I abandoned him, but the time for me to release him has come. Therefore, Mr. Nebuchadnezzar gave way, and he brought a man whose name began with evil to become a tool in the hand of God to deliver Joachim. I pray for somebody from this altar today. Whoever the Lord has decided to remove from your way in order for you to take your position in life, by the shout of your amen, may God arrange it for you in the name of Jesus. The prompting that prompted Evomerodach to bring Joachim from prison and take him to palace, I do not know. But I sense in my spirit that it is God that was at work. I don't know who I am preaching to this morning, but the Lord says I should announce to somebody, it is the dawning of a new day for somebody today in the name of Jesus Christ. Heaven is about to enact a covenant that will transform and change somebody's story. If you can shout amen, that miracle belongs to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Four things I will submit and then we shall jump into prayers. Covenant significance of the 12th month. Remember all of these that we are talking about. Scripture says in that verse 27, it happened in which month? Oh God, nobody is following me again. In which month, church? The 12th month. This 12th month is for somebody in the house. And you will not miss the miracle of the 12th month in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's look at it. While I was praying and reflecting on the covenant promises of the 12th month, there were four things the Lord laid in my heart. And those are the four things I want to share with you. If you can key into them, it will work for you. The only thing that stands between us and our miracle is our mouth. If we can say it, we can receive it. Because there is power in our tongue. When we say shout amen, don't mind the person sitting by you. Everybody goes to the bus stadium to watch match. But why some will go there and clap and they will go home? Some 22 guys are inside the pitch collecting millions of naira at the end of the day. I pray for you. You will not be a spectator in this service today in the name of Jesus Christ. You will catch your miracle and you will take your miracle home in the name of Jesus Christ. So when I say shout it, then shout it emphatically, not minding whose odd is God. Don't listen to anybody by your side. Spiritual things, na pa head. The day Jesus healed the man by the pool of Bethesda, there were several persons there. He left all of them and singled out somebody and said, go home, take your mat and go. There is someone in the house whom the Lord is come to address today, and that person's story must change for better in the name of Jesus Christ. Number one thing the Lord told me about the 12th month is that it is a month of restoration. What do I call it? Come on, help me preach. Shout it louder. Verse 27. And it came to pass in the 37th year of the captivity of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, in the 12th month, on the 27th day of the month, that Evomerodach, king of Babylon, in that year that he began to reign, lifted up the head of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, out of prison. Jehoiakim, a king, to be in captivity, in prison for 37 years. Not be my mind. You will remember someone was a governor and the military took over in Nigeria and they put him in prison. For a few months, he died. Prison is not a place you pray to be. Oh. Those of us who have been privileged to visit prison, you will know what we're talking about. A room of 12 by 12, 18 people will sleep. Some will put head on each other. If you see the kind crocro, when it day people, when it day prison body, you will sympathize with them. It's not a place you pray to go. A king was there for 37 years. Can you imagine the ridicule? In prison, I have been to Okere prison to go and do visitation and pray and give gifts. The prisoners told us, the beans when they give us for here, you know they don't know. When they cook the beans, you see they float for top. Okay, and I was like, come on, coconut chop. They don't have the right to demand for what they want. It is what the prison guard wants or likes that he gives to you. You like, you eat. You like, you not eat. You are on your own. For 37 years, a king was going through this. But on the day Evomerodach ascended the throne, the Lord says, the day of your restoration has come. I pray for somebody in the house. I don't know the kind of prison the world may have placed you. I don't know what it is that belongs to you that have been taken by the enemy. Is it your wealth? Is it your health? Is it your promotion? Is it your favor? Is it your job? Whatever it is that the enemy has taken away from you, possibly for many years, possibly from January to November, by the reason of your amen, receive divine restoration in the name of Jesus. Receive divine restoration in the name of Jesus. The Evomerodach that God will use to turn your story to become a year of restoration. May that Evomerodach locate you as you shout amen in the name of Jesus Christ. Number two, it is not only a month of restoration. The Lord told me the 12th month shall be a month of unmerited favor. Unmerited favor. Verse 28. Evomerodach treated him kindly. He did not only remove him from prison, he treated him kindly, gave him a position of greater honor than he gave other kings who were exiled with him in Babylonia. Lord, I see this as unusual treatment that Jehoiachin received. He was not the only king that was in prison, but this man singled him out. There was no basis for it at all. yet he singled him out. The Lord says to me, there is a favor that is going to hit somebody. It is not because you merited it, but because God has decided to give you that favor. And as you shout amen, the hand of the Lord will make it possible in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Where you have been rejected, receive approval in the name of Jesus. Where you have been oppressed, receive promotion in the name of Jesus Christ. Where you have been restricted, receive the authority to move forward in the name of Jesus Christ. Where they have said it's over for you, receive the testimony that will close their mouth in the name of Jesus Christ. Joachim had thought, I will end up here in prison. Let death come and let me go. But on that fateful day, he received an unmerited favor. He didn't work for it. When we say something is unmerited, it means it wasn't what you labored for. It was not what you bargained for. That day, Joachim woke up. He slept the previous night a prisoner. He woke up that morning and he never returned to prison. Unmerited favor. As you shout amen, may the door of unmerited favor open for you this month in the name of Jesus Christ. The door that will make you jubilate and become excited by the shout of your amen is open for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Number three thing the Lord told me in the month of December, the 12th month, he said it will be a month of supernatural turnaround. So Joachim was permitted to change from his prison clothes, I'm reading verse 29, and to dine at the king's table for the rest of his life. Supernatural turnaround. A man who was once a king remained in prison for 37 years and suddenly he was restored. He was not just removed from prison to go home. Scripture says he was restored to the palace. And for the rest of his life, he will live in the palace and enjoy the original status that he hitherto occupied in Jerusalem. I pray for you from this altar. Whatever it is that the Lord has ordained as blessing for you that has been lingering or hanging somewhere by reason of your amen, receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. The supernatural turnaround that you are looking for, that you are yearning for, that will bring joy and gladness into your life, that will make you jubilate, that will make you become excited by the shout of your amen, it catch up with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Finally, the last thing the Lord told me about the 12th month was that it shall be a month of financial blessings. A month of financial blessings. Look at verse 30. The scripture says, each day, for as long as he lived, that is Joachim now, he was given regular allowance for all his needs. Financial breakthrough. The Bible says money answereth all things. When you are living and you don't have money to take care of your needs, every day you ask questions. The king, Jehoiachin, was not just going to eat in the palace. The Bible says he will be receiving daily, not monthly. I don't know if you are following me. He will be receiving daily allowance. Which means, rather than when others who are working in the palace are being paid monthly, this king was receiving allowances on a daily basis. I pray for you. Every door of financial breakthrough that has been closed against your life, such that you will have to be living from hand to mouth by reason of your amen, that door is open in the name of Jesus Christ. That door is open in the name of Jesus Christ. My Bible says, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. It is not the plan of God that we live from hand to mouth. The blessings of the Lord makes rich and add no sorrow. I pray The door of prosperity in this month of December is opening for somebody in the house in the name of Jesus Christ. What you may have lost or lost from January to November, in this month, this 12th month, there shall be an 11th hour miracle that will cause you to recover all in the name of Jesus Christ. That's what the Lord has promised. And he keeps his word to the very end. Rise on your feet as we pray. Sing this song with me. Music director, please help me. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim, and Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same. By the power of your name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim, and Adonai, age to age, you're still the same. Just four prayer points. Just four prayer points you are going to pray with me. And thereafter, I will make my prophetic declaration on you. If you can catch it, it will work for you. And thereafter, I will anoint your hand and we will jump out of this place. Everybody say with me, oh God, my Father. I can hear you. Shout it louder. Oh God, my Father. This is the 12th month. You brought me into it. Because of your great plan. I key into your plan. I take delivery of my blessing, of my favor, of my turnaround, of my breakthrough that is inherent in this 12th month. Can you turn that into prayers and begin to pray it? Everything the Lord has proposed and promised you that he will do in your life in this 12th month, open your mouth and begin to key into it. Key into it. The authority is in your mouth. Scripture says, decree a thing and it shall be established. What you say to yourself will work for you. Open your mouth and key into his blessing, into his breakthrough, into his victory, into his success, into his turnaround that is embedded in this month. Are you sure you are praying? It is about you. It is not about any other person. So you owe it a duty to key into God's arrangement for you in the 12th month. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Say with me, oh God, my Father. Every prison of life that I may have found myself, both known and unknown, today, I come out of that prison. Can you turn that into prayers and begin to pray? Every prison, spiritual prison, financial prison, moral prison, Whatever kind of prison that the devil may have placed me, I come out. I come out of that prison. I step out of that prison. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Number three, listen to me carefully. This is the last month. The assault of the devil will be intensified. Whether we like it or not, the assault of the devil will be intensified. Strange things are still going to happen in this last month. The unusual will happen. The unexpected is going to happen. But the good news is that your name will be deleted from it all. Because you will not partake of all the evil that the devil has pronounced into this last month of the year. Now you are going to say with me, oh God, my Father, this 12th month, every sorrow associated with it, every regret associated with the 12th month, every disappointment associated with the 12th month, every failure associated with the 12th month, every miscarriage that is associated with the 12th month, I delete myself from it all. I delete my family from it all. I delete my entire household from it all. Can you turn that into prayers and begin to pray? Every negative thing that is associated with the 12th month, you have the right to remove yourself from it. Especially when you are in the presence of Jehovah. Anything can happen. Open your mouth and decree and declare, I will not partake of the evil of the 12th month. I will not partake of the failure of the 12th month. I will not partake of the disappointment of the 12th month. I will not partake of the sicknesses of the 12th month. I will not partake of everything that the devil has pronounced and projected into the 12th month. If you can't pray now, I pity you. If you can't pray now, I pity you. I delete myself. I disconnect myself. I disconnect my household. I disconnect my family. I disconnect our Savior's chapel from every evil pronouncement, every evil covenant that Satan the devil had made concerning the 12th month. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. The last one, you will say with me, oh God, my Father. I can't hear you. It's like you are tired. Say it, oh God, my Father. Every blessing that belongs to me in the year 2020 that I have not been able to receive this last month of the year, I recover. In the morning, I recover. In the afternoon, I recover. In the evening, I recover. In the midnight, I recover. I recover. I recover. Can you open your mouth and begin to recover them? Recover them. Recover your blessings. Recover your miracle. Recover your testimony. Recover your testimony. Recover your celebration. Recover your dancing. Open your mouth and begin to recover them. I recover. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Join me to sing this song, and then I'll round off with my prophetic declaration. Carry me along. Jesus, carry me along. Carry me along. Jesus, carry me along. Carry me along. Carry me along. Jesus, carry me along. Carry me along. Jesus, carry me along. Carry me, carry me, carry me, carry me along. Jesus, carry me along. Carry me along. Jesus, carry me along. Carry me, carry me, carry me,
carry me along.
Oh yes, Jesus, carry me along. Carry me along.
Jesus, carry me along.
I stand as an oracle of God, and I prophesy upon your life. Whatever it is that you have decreed with your mouth, that the Lord knows is due you, with the shout of your amen, receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Every blessing that carries your name, because I saw them hanging in the air, blessings that ought to locate some persons, they are still hanging in the air. I was asking God why. He said, and God said, I have released them all. I don't know why they have not received them. I pray for you from this altar this morning. Every blessing that carries your name that is still hanging somewhere, with the shout of your amen, and in this 12th month, it will relocate you in the name of Jesus Christ. Traps that were set by the devil, traps that have been set by the devil to entrap somebody and make that person to end the month of December and end the year 2020 in sorrow. By the shout of your amen, that trap is broken in the name of Jesus Christ. I said that trap is broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Every accident they program your name into, and they say, no way, it won't cross this year. He won't cross this year. She won't cross this year. We must terminate her life. We must terminate his life. For the fact that you were here and you stepped into this auditorium of breakthrough this morning, your name is deleted from that covenant in the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone who says you will end this year in hospital, that person will be the one to end the year in hospital in the name of Jesus Christ. In the realm of the spirit, divine exchange is allowed. I exchange that sorrow and I give it to the devil. I take that sorrow from you and I give it to the devil. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Anyone who says you will cry this last month of the year, that person, I take the cry from you and I give it to that person. Owner of evil load, carry your load in the name of Jesus Christ. In this month of December, in victory you will go out, and in victory you are going to return. Fire accident, fire accident, fire accident. Mandele Bruga Zoria, I remove you from that fire accident in the name of Jesus Christ. It will not happen in your house. I cancel it in the name of Jesus Christ. I cancel it in the name of Jesus Christ. Sudden attack in the night. Malere kubozonta la yeke, ipu kosuran dalamu. Sudden attack in the night. Sudden attack in the night. Sudden attack in the night. I delete your name from it in the name of Jesus Christ. You will not be a victim of stroke. I cancel it in the name of Jesus Christ. I cancel it in the name of Jesus Christ. I cancel it in the name of Jesus. I cancel it in the name of Jesus. I cancel it in the name of Jesus. Every telephone call that will make you cry is not your portion. I say it is not your portion. I reject it on your behalf in the name of Jesus Christ. I release grace upon your life. Every prophecy the Lord has sent today will be your portion beginning from this first day until the last day of December in the name of Jesus Christ. You will live a life of celebration. In victory and jubilation, you will jump into New Year 2021. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells me when the enemy comes like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise a standard against it. For your sake, may standard be raised against the devil and his cohorts in the name of Jesus Christ. As your pastor, I decree upon your life, it is well with you. The anointing you are about to receive, Scripture says, anointing breaks the yoke. This oil that will drop on your palm, it is the oil of victory. The miracle that God wrought after 37 years in the life of Joachim, by the drop of this oil that will touch your hand, may that miracle locate you in the name of Jesus Christ. May heaven raise up helper for you in the name of Jesus. May God ordain people who will promote your life in the name of Jesus. May blessings envelop your life in the name of Jesus. May testimony surround you in the name of Jesus. May songs of joy be in your mouth in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. And every decree I have decreed upon you will work in your favor. It will work in favor of your family. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, and in the name of God the Holy Spirit. Somebody shout amen 12 times. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. And 12. The choir will sing this song for me. There is something that makes me come